Hi, this is Honey from MyHoneyWearsPlaid.com. Today is Thursday, the August 19th, 2010. And on this episode, we've got Larkin. Hi, Larkin.
Hello.
We've got Seder69. Hi, Seder69.
Hey, how's it hanging?
And believe it or not, we've got JT. And I don't know what he is from anymore, so.
I'm surprised he's alive.
I know. JT, how are you?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Can you give us an update on where the hell you've been and what's going on?
Well, I lost my job Christmas Day. It was my last day, so I'm unemployed.
Aww. That sucks.
Wait, you've been unemployed since Christmas
Yes.
Day?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yep. And so I've been looking for a job and... Looking for a job and being trying to be a house husband, which is not fed up for everybody. Needless to say. Yes, exactly. I have my laundry here I have to fold. So to be honest with you, it really sucks. It really, really sucks.
And I guess the job market in your field is very tight or whatever?
Two interviews in 8 months. That sucks. Been really tough. And I'm in technology field, so I'm like project manager type position, and it's been horrible. I mean, there's nothing out there unless you're a master's degree or a PhD.
Oh.
So it's been really tough.
Well, that's too bad. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been on unemployment insurance?
Yeah. And it got extended right after the last week I lost it. The next week it got extended. So financially I'm okay so far, but it's scary.
Oh, okay.
It's like month to month. You're worried, and I have Cobra until next year, so I'm good for that.
And is your husband being able to, make enough to pay the mortgage and all that?
Oh yeah. We're fine. We're okay. I mean, we're all right so far, but it's like, I just don't like knowing, is there an asteroid going to come tomorrow? We just had our air conditioners just exploded last week.
Oh.
$3,000.
How much?
It's like $3,000.
Oh my God.
It's okay. Winter's almost here.
I know, but it's all that unexpected, and we were on vacation, we had a vacation planned, and I'm used to, for 11 years I had, every 2 weeks I had a check that was this much. My health care was taken care of. I didn't have to worry about it. And then all of a sudden it's like, what's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen next week?
Hey, just moved to Monterey. I don't need air conditioning here. It's so fucking cold.
All right. Book my flight.
Serious?
I don't even think it's going to hit 70 today.
Oh. But property values in Monterey are probably triple what they are in Chicago.
Oh, no. That's just for the ghettos.
So, not to bring everything. I mean, we're doing all right. We're okay so far. I'm not sleeping in my car, but
well,
sucks.
That's good.
Sorry. The high today is 64. Yeah.
But now, JT, have you stuck around with the whole podcasting community? I mean, do you know what are you still listening to anybody's shows, or are you doing anything with the podcasting community?
I'm too stressed out to worry about it. I still talk to Holly, but. Other than that, it's like I'm just worried about getting my stuff done, being a house husband. But I'd like to get my podcast going again. It's kind of a goal of mine.
Well, this is a good time to do it when you have some downtime.
Well, yeah, exactly. I agree with that. But it's like you have to – the problem I'm having is you have to balance – if I'm getting boring, just shut me up. But you have to balance your time. Look for jobs, do your home stuff, and then do your fun stuff. And – keep it all on a nice level so you're not frustrating anyone else in your life.
Meaning your husband.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, right now it's like I have trouble with my home stuff and my job searching stuff, just getting that coordinated together. Even after 8 months, it's been tough.
Yeah.
If I may ask you, since I've never heard your show, what would your show about?
Which one?
Trouble. No.
He had two different shows, or two or three different shows.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I had Real Men Wear Pink, where I had a friend of mine, Jimmy, who I've talked to a couple times, who's a loser because he won't podcast with me anymore. But
and Adam before that, wasn't that?
Yeah, it was Adam before that. And we just kind of talked about pop culture and what was going on with their lives and that kind of stuff. And then I had JT Online, where I talked about myself, which is, the best thing I like to talk about. And I mostly podcasted from my car while I was driving to work, which I don't do anymore. And then... I had don't drop the soap, where I had somebody different every week. Yeah. Love it. Love it. See, wasn't it a brilliant idea?
It's a great name.
It was a great song, too. Don't drop the soap with anyone else but me.
Exactly. So I had Don't Drop the Soap, where I had, and I don't even know if that site's up anymore, because it was with Mevo, which was Pod Show 100 years ago. But I had different people on every week.
Yeah.
So that's my history. Let's talk about JT tonight.
Well, it's only because a lot of people who listen to me maybe don't even know who you are. So.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'm on JAYT on Twitter. So please follow me. That's about my big thing I do now.
Yeah, you do. You are on Twitter a lot. I will say that. Yeah.
I don't Twitter myself.
Okay, we need to talk to you about that.
He does too. He Twitters all the time.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, Sater69. He tweets all the time.
All the time.
Okay, moving on.
Sater, I think you should do some audio booze.
Just a few.
Really? A few. I've heard of this audio boo thing. Is that catching on?
It is, because you're like the only one who does it anymore. I listened to your last two this morning.
Well, him and Donna Sugar.
Yeah.
And Twinkle Boy.
Yeah, can you do that on an Android? Because I'm getting rid of my iPhone probably tomorrow.
Probably not. You know, you can't do very much on an Android.
Oh, that's sad.
Quest Scent. There you go.
Just kidding. Very I'm sure sad. You can. And if we don't know, Daniel Brewer will tell you. That's for sure.
He knows everything.
That's right. Excuse me. Okay, so, well, anyway, JT, we're glad you're back around, and sorry that you are still without a job, and we hope that you get one soon.
Yeah, if you're in Chicago and looking for anything, I'll do anything. I'll do anything.
I think you and the boyfriend... Honey's boyfriend have to get together. I hear dog walking is very lucrative.
I'll take it. Actually, bring it on.
Actually, it's really not.
I'm about to be a receptionist at a country club in a couple weeks.
You know what? Hell, if you're still looking for a job, why not?
When I'm making like one quarter of 1% of what I was making before, it's a little insulting.
Well, I had the same thing happen. You know, when I got laid off, I was director of operations of a company, and I got laid off right when the economy tanked, and I'm overqualified, and I couldn't find anything, so I make squat now, but I have no – but with making no squat, I have no responsibilities. When I'm done with the day, it's
you go
done.
Home. Yep.
Yeah, I don't worry about it.
I don't get a phone call at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m.
That's right. You used to be on call all the time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I did conference calls at 11 p.m.,
Yeah,
I made over $60,000 a year.
I think though, if I were to lose my job, like what you're doing, becoming a receptionist, is that a definite thing that you're starting?
It's a temporary. It could be permanent. It's like up in the air.
Well, I was just gonna say, because I know if I lost my job a couple months ago, I would have taken anything. I would have worked at McDonald's probably just to keep the money coming in. As well as I would take the unemployment insurance and the health care and all that. Because I could not, I would have to sell my condo. I couldn't live without a job.
Well, I also have a side business where I do IT consulting. So that's kind of floated us so far.
Oh, is that like web design?
Web anything, basically.
Somebody was looking for help with web design. I can't remember what it was.
All right. Well, if you remember, send them my way.
Okay.
Or for.
Of course. Okay, so let's I have a
let's stop talking about me.
No, I just have other topics, and I think not that they've already been discussed on another show, from what I come to find out, even though I haven't listened to it yet. the whole Dr. Laura thing. Are you guys familiar with Dr. Laura?
Cunt.
Now, Larkin, why do you react like that to her name?
Of self-hating, you know, if she really, I mean, I don't know why she's out even in a talk show the way she believes, the way her beliefs in women and where they should be in society. Shouldn't she be at home taking care of her husband? And you know what I mean? It just...
Well, we need to give some people, some listeners, some background. What is her problem? Like, what does she do?
Oh, she constantly, you know, on her main stance is that women's place is in the home and taking care of their husbands. And, I mean...
And she doesn't like the gays.
And the gays are abominations.
Oh, but that's, you know, I mean, she just spouts crap, you know. And she's not really a doctor. I mean, she's got a PhD. She's not an MD. And
but what's her PhD in?
Gym or something? I don't know.
Basket weaving.
Basket weaving. I mean, well, we could use this thing called the interwebs.
Yes.
And find out what her doctoral
is. Yeah, that would require for me to care.
That's true. The question.
She's not a real doctor. That's all that matters.
Her most recent thing is that she went off on using the N-word.
Nigger.
Sater. Tell us the story, Sater, since you're familiar with the word.
So she got this caller called in a mixed-race marriage. And the long story short, I don't want to say that I'm going to defend her wholeheartedly. I do think she's a cunt. But the woman was saying that her white husband's friends used derogatory racial terms, including the N-word. And Dr. Laura went, what, nigger? So black comedians on HBO use nigger all the time, and nothing's wrong with that. And I hate to say this, but I'm going to somewhat defend her because she is right. Nigger is used. See, I won't use the N-word because it gives the word too much power. The more power we give the word, it's just a word. Because if it's used as an insult, yes, it's wrong. It's 100% wrong if it's used as an insult. But when, in this case, black comedians, yo, nigger, what's up? In that case, it's not an insult. It's a term of endearment. Therefore, it's not used as a bad context there. The same can be said for fag and queer in our community.
Yeah, but what if you're not black?
I don't see what that makes a difference. It's how the word is used. Words have power in the way they are used, not in the word itself. And so, basically, she really did insult this woman, though, at one point, going, well, you shouldn't be in a mixed-race marriage. That point, she stepped over the line.
She actually told her she shouldn't be in a mixed-race
marriage. Yeah, she said, if you're getting this upset, if you're this thin-skinned, you shouldn't be in a mixed-race relationship. And that's where she went batshit crazy, as far as I'm concerned. Wow. But, yeah.
Well, today, Howard Stern said this about it. Just because you have First Amendment rights doesn't mean all your speech is appropriate. She hasn't lost any rights. Some people didn't like what she has to say. She won't leave. You'll see. It's all bullshit. That's what Howard Stern said.
I agree.
I agree with that, too, because my point here is that she is leaving her radio show because she says she doesn't have her First Amendment rights anymore. She's not losing any rights. She still has all her rights as she had before. It's people don't agree with what she has to say. That doesn't mean you can't say it. You know?
I would even disagree with you. There's lots of people who agree with her.
I know that, but I'm just saying just because some people don't agree with you doesn't mean you're losing your First Amendment rights.
Well, I'll steal from that other show who talked about it earlier. I agree, as long as the people who are sponsoring your show, you know, your advertisers,
right,
don't have a problem with it, it doesn't matter. It's when the people who are advertising under you start pulling their ads that there's a problem.
But even that's not a violation of her First Amendment rights. That's an advertiser saying, hey, I don't want to put my money behind you. I'll put it behind somebody else. Just like somebody else may very well say, ooh, I like the way that she's a free thinker. I'll put my money behind you. Of course, nobody's going to do that. But,
you know, and she's supposedly going to go back. When she quits, she's going to go to podcasting, supposedly.
Probably.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
And she said she was going to do everything on the internet. Well, that's fine. You can go ahead and do everything on the internet. And she'll probably block all comments from her website, I'm sure.
Well, but it will always come back to she needs to have sponsors in order to make money, correct?
True.
You know, I mean, so you can put any, you know, just look at all the podcasts out there.
Making money,
and you can
right.
put anything. Well, no, I mean, you can literally do anything you want, but if you want to make money, very few podcasters make money. Very few.
Yeah, I can think of two or three.
Oh, who are they? I want to know.
It's well, Honey and let's see who else.
Make a dime.
Oh, I don't know any A1s that make money on it.
Wanda Wisdom, her career is it.
But she makes money. She works for Lavender magazine.
Yeah, but her position is to
yes,
contact.
But that's like if you were hired through your job, through your school system to podcast. You know what I mean? It's not like she's got a big umbrella of a company, and
oh,
you know
what you're saying.
You know what I mean? She's not out there on her own podcasting and making money.
Right. That's like a certain chef I care not to mention is doing the same. That has business on the side, but podcasts as well.
And I think he's making most of his money doing videos right now. Anyway.
Ew.
I'd watch him.
But that's neither here nor there.
And I would like to state for the record, I am not racist in any way, shape, or form. I love the big black cock. But
oh my.
Come on, you can say you're hung like a black man.
Well, I am. It's true. Again, that's beside the point.
That's what they all say.
No, he really is. I've seen
it. I have proof.
Oh my goodness.
JT, he's even got it named.
Oh my goodness.
It's the Impaler.
Isn't that's from the movie the Core? The Impaler is what cut the hole so they could go down to anyways, never mind.
Okay, let's get back to Sarah's here for a second. On Dr. Laura, she's got a PhD in physiology. It's the science of functioning of living systems. So it's basically how cells work together and, you know, all the biochemical, you know, all the different things and how a body works.
So nothing on sociology.
No. And she's got some, she is licensed to practice. She is licensed to practice counseling.
As Larry Vader is screaming in the chat room, she was a PE teacher.
Teacher.
Yeah. Like
that's what I said earlier.
Like a therapist, right?
So yeah.
Yeah. And you said she's got a certificate or something that says she could be
a counselor. Whatever. Well, she lives in California, so she's, I think therapy is probably, for that, it's probably state at a state level.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I just think she's a big bunch of bullshit.
Oh, she is. She totally is.
And then hearing that Sarah Palin's jumping on her bandwagon when 2 years ago Dr. Laura was saying things bad about Sarah Palin.
Of course, because Sarah Palin is a nut job, too.
Well, Sarah Palin's, her luster has been, what's the word I'm thinking of? Her shine has been. What?
De-lustered?
Yeah, it's been going down, whatever.
Well, no, but she still scares me because there's still a lot of people who like to get on that bandwagon.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
The bandwagon to Crazy Town. Thank you very much.
You know,
that's it. Thank you, Melanie. Tarnished. That's it. Oh my. Pencil necks. That looks nasty. Those are all women.
Is this her nude?
Yes, they're all nude.
Oh no, do not want.
They're nasty looking too, but they don't look like Dr. Wait, is that Dr. Laura?
There was a lewd a nude scandal about her in 1998.
Yeah, I saw it.
Do not click the link. Do not
If you Google her, you'll get the link. I was like, what the hell is that?
Oh. Hmm.
But these, her boyfriend or her husband, you know, because she was married and that's what married people do.
Well, I guess I'm I'll never be able to take naked pictures of my boyfriend.
Question, does she have any kids? Does she have any kids?
I don't know.
I want to say yes.
Well, if she was married and never had kids, shame on her, because that is what marriage is for.
That's right. Her marriage is not valid.
Well, Larkin, I miss you so much.
Because she was unable to produce children from the marriage.
Annul the marriage. They should get a divorce then.
Procreation is the only reason for marriage.
The only reason.
Well, you know that's what they say. That's what the whole
National
Organization of Marriage people keep saying, that the point of marriage is to procreate. Well, they're not even considering the people who get married and don't have children, or the people who get married can't have children, don't want children, etc.
They get married and within 3 years they don't have kids, the marriage is annulled. That's it.
And you must kill them.
Stone them. They must be stoned.
They must be stoned because you did not procreate.
Kill yourself if you can't have kids.
You know, I have to say Arthur's the smartest person in the world today for not wanting to be on the show.
Why?
For this dribble.
It might be better if he was on the show.
No, he'd bring us up a couple notches.
Yeah, I don't like the up stuff.
So we should keep it in the gutter, is what you're saying?
Yes, I agree. Yep.
None of it's based on fact or research or anything else.
It's totally opinion.
It's Larry King. What do you know? No research.
It's like politics.
That's right. Oh,
well, okay, next subject.
Next subject. I want to talk about Reagan on Big Brother. Is everybody watching that?
Ronald Reagan is on Big Brother?
Shut up.
Yeah, they have him propped up in the corner.
Cool.
Reagan,
he's
as in
forgetting his lines, though.
As in the podcaster. Did you see the latest thing he made? Oh, he didn't make it, but was either Perez Hilton or Toll Road or one of those people talked about his going off on the redheaded, fake redhead Rachel.
Rachel.
Yeah.
Because she said, "Are you such a bitch because you're gay?" And as soon as she said that, I was like, oh, no, she didn't. And then, of course, Reagan went off on her. Appropriately, too. I didn't think he did anything that was inappropriate, considering she started it all.
No, she's a cunt.
She's a cunt.
Cunt, cunt, cunt. But I was disappointed, though. Reagan's really set in the wings until this, you know, until this week.
Yeah, until this week.
I was really disappointed.
See, that's the part we don't know, because it's all editing.
Do you listen to his show?
Do I? Well, he can't do it right now.
Well, when he was doing it, have you listened to his podcast?
I've listened to it in the past, and then he disappeared for a while, and I stopped, and then I never picked it up again.
Yeah, he's brilliant, brilliant. I will say, I will stand up right now. I'm standing up. He's brilliant on his podcast. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. And that's my stamp of approval. But
best editing I've ever heard.
He made me blush a couple times.
But then he gets in Big Brother, and he's like nothing. He's like a limp noodle.
I agree with that for like this up until this week. But I think this week, when he talks, he's at least coherent.
And, oh yeah,
you know, he's not as trashy as the other people. He like thinks about what he's going to say before he says it.
You know, maybe it's because he can't overproduce Big Brother like he does his podcast.
I don't know, because I don't listen to his show anymore, so I don't know, but.
Scott's an asshole. I want to put that in the notes.
No, I love his show. In fact, I'm furious that he hasn't put one out for months now.
Uh-huh.
Why? I don't understand.
Oh, his show is hilarious. I love his podcast.
I sit there in awe of his editing skills.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'll go back to what I said before. He could have been doing a lot of this all along, but if it didn't fit into the storyline that Big Brother was trying to put forward, they wouldn't show it unless you're watching the live feeds. How would you know?
Yeah, but then again, remember, the people that win Big Brother sit on the sideline and they come out at the
exactly.
end.
Exactly. Yeah, you want to survive the first few weeks, and then you'll start building a name for yourself when there's more time for camera time for you.
Mike Boogie, remember? He sucked. He did nothing. He just sat on his ass, and he won.
He still sucks.
Oh, yeah? How well?
No, I don't know. Well, I think I don't necessarily think that Reagan's going to win, but I think he's doing a good job right now, holding his own. I mean, he won the veto the other night.
Yeah, he's got to work it.
Is there going to be a Big Brother show tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Sunday, what is it? Sunday.
No, he's talking about live on Pride 48, JT, because every 48. Friday now, well, mostly every Friday.
No, there hasn't been. There's been very few of them.
Yeah. I was going to say we've missed like 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
And I won't be able to be it on tomorrow night because I'm going to the boyfriend's house.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
I know.
Wow, you have a life? You really?
Yes.
Hey, talk about really? The word really?
What do you want to talk about it about?
Have you realized that a lot of people have started to say really?
Really?
Like, really?
Yeah, really. I'm serious.
Say there. You owe me a Coke.
I'm serious. I've gotten into fights with John, and he might listen to this or whatever. But he'll be like, blah, 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 blah. Really? Really? And then we're with our friends, and our friends will be like, blah, 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 blah. Really? Really?
Are they doing it to be funny, though?
No, to be mean.
Oh, so,
and where you at? You're in Chicago?
Yes.
See, we did that back in California back in the 80s.
So, oh, shit, my phone's ringing. How do you say you don't want to answer the call?
You just click the power button and it won't ring anymore. So basically I would say like, honey, you think this? Really? Really?
Really?
Yeah, exactly. And it's really condescending. It's super. I had to give a lecture to a friend this week. I'm like, I just want to let you know that's really condescending.
How rude.
Isn't it? Am I crazy? Is it condescending?
Well, I can't say that I've actually experienced it, so I don't really know, but it sounds like it would be, yes.
Okay, so say something to me. Say something, honey, tell me something that bothered you about that I did to you.
JT, I really don't like how you've ignored me for the last couple of months.
Really?
Yes, really.
Really?
Oh, I see. You're being like, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Oh. And it's really condescending, isn't it?
Yes, really.
Really?
I really hate really.
Really? You hate really? Why do you hate really? Sorry, I had to get that off my chest because it's been driving me crazy for like 3 weeks.
That's fine.
It drives me nuts because I think it is like, and I think everybody that's listening needs to realize when they're doing that to people, it's really condescending.
Really? Because
you're really not... Fuck you. It's really condescending because you're saying, you know what? I'm not listening to what you're saying, but what I'm saying is more important. So really? Really? Okay.
What? Well, my question is, when words like that pop up, they tend to have like someplace in pop culture that...
Really? You know,
really?
Well, no, I'm trying to figure out where it came from because it's so funny because I listen and when people say really, I'm like, I'm going to kick your ass and punch you in the face because it pisses me off because I see it from different people and I don't know if it's from my local friends or have you guys heard people talk like that before in your friend, your local?
People in California have said that for years.
Larry Vader saying about the really skit on Weekend Update on SNL. But I don't
see,
remember
that's probably...
that. Oh, yes, with Amy Poehler and what's his name? Seth Meyers. Yeah, they used to do really? Oh, really? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm way too old to watch SNL. I watched that in high school.
Really?
They had it back then?
They did. But anyways, okay, I just wanted to ask you guys, I want to get your opinion because that's like a sore spot with me now because John will get pissed at me and he'll be like, really? And I'll go back to him, really? And it doesn't go very well.
I want to smack him.
Exactly.
Okay, let me tell you about a little story about my phone because you just heard it was ringing.
Uh-huh.
I've had my phone since August 6th, so we're talking it'll be 2 weeks tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
It rang for the first time yesterday and I did not know what it was. I heard this noise. I'm serious, because this is how little I use the phone. Mm-hmm. Almost 2 weeks before I get my very first phone
what is
call.
That? Is that my vibrator? What is that?
Yes, because it was vibrating and ringing at the same time. And I was like, and I was in another room, and I'm like, what the hell is that noise? And then I totally missed the call because I didn't know what it was. And now I know.
Was it Homer?
No, it was a friend from work.
Okay.
No, I was just like, oh my God, what is that noise? What is that noise? I didn't know what the ringer was on and all that. So, and it was not the boyfriend. He did not call me because we don't talk on the phone.
It's been a while since Homer called you while you were doing a live show.
I know, that's true. And now that I know how to silence the phone, I'm going to put it on silence.
Yeah, my silence isn't working anymore.
I can tell.
So.
Really?
It really, really, it doesn't matter because I'm getting an Evo tomorrow.
Why are you going to the Evo?
Because AT&T in Chicago sucks.
AT&T everywhere sucks, although I have full 5 bars right now.
Yeah, I don't get I within a half-hour call, I lost the call 5 times.
Oh.
Within a half-hour phone call. So
that's not good.
We've decided that I'm going to pay the $110 to get out of my contract. I'm going to Sprint.
Oh, my God. You're going to pay to get out of the contract?
I have to. I don't have a choice. It'd be a year.
Wow.
Then my phone's broken anyway. The stupid silent switch.
Is it
things.
The iPhone 4?
No. It's the 3GS.
Oh.
That's okay. I'll have 4G with Sprint, so we'll see what happens.
4G or the iPhone 4?
No, 4G Evo.
Is John, iPhone 4 4G?
No, it's not.
I'm being funny with you, JT. Remember our discussion?
Yeah, I saw the Twitter. Yeah. I got on the end of a Twitter where in Holly, and I was like, just so you know.
Mark the time.
The iPhone 4
oh,
is
yes. You can't say that name, JT. You can't say that name.
You can't say Holly?
No, the other one. So go
Good
back
luck.
To no. You were at the end of a Twitter conversation with Holly and I when we weren't even talking about the actual network. We were talking about the 4G phone, and you were getting confused.
Yeah, I got
with
into the middle of a conversation with Honey and Holly, and the iPhone 4G. It's not 4G. It's the iPhone 4. It's not 4G because Sprint has the only 4G network.
Right, but you could call the phone the 4G since it's the fourth generation of the iPhone.
If you want to, but you don't get 4G connections.
This is true. So you have 4G in your area?
Yeah, I'm in Chicago, yeah.
Okay. Because I didn't know if they've rolled that out in all major markets yet.
Hey, let me tell you guys. In the last 5 years, John has the Evo, and it's the first time he hasn't complained about his phone in like 6 months.
Wow, he so should get together with... Doesn't Daniel Brewer have the Evo?
Yes. Yeah, he does. Yep.
Y'all could have like a little club.
He's, you know, to be honest, he's not really technical, but to make it, he just bought a MacBook Pro.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, to make him happy is like a big deal. So if he's happy with his phone, it's like, you know, the world is happy.
JT, make him happy in other ways. You know, you can do that.
I do. Don't worry.
Uh-huh.
Hot tub time.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Seder. Hey, Seder, I have a question for you.
I have an answer for you.
I hope you do. Podcast coming out?
Soon.
I went away on vacation. You said it would be done that week, and it wasn't even done that week.
I'm just so scared.
Do you know who has a podcast out in the time that you're still working on yours? You know? Hat M. Have you seen his? It's called Angry Pantry.
No. Who is this?
Hat M. He follows a lot of us on Twitter.
Oh.
And he lives in, I'm going to get it wrong now, Budapest. He lives in Budapest. Huh? Hello? What happened to everybody?
I'm here.
Oh, like, what are you guys talking about?
We're all going to Big Fatty online because that's the center of the universe to find out.
Well, I think he does have a link to it because I think I heard it on his show. Well, I was catching up on shows, so I don't know which one it was I heard it on, but I thought I did hear it on there.
He did. I think he mentioned it today or yesterday.
But then I saw a tweet about it somewhere. I thought I saw a Twitter about it. And then I followed the link to angrypantry.com.
Well, my main problem is that I'm not having I haven't had any days off for about 2 weeks now.
Oh.
Oh, you're employed is what you're saying.
Yes.
He's not trying to rub it in or anything.
Thank you for rubbing that in.
No, he's not trying to do that.
I work a graveyard shift, so my hours are just really fucked up. Between that and then I also was doing my show, which is over, thank Jesus. So I just haven't had a whole lot of free time, but I do want to focus on it.
You know, I just give you a hard time.
I got a wonderful email from Brother Sinatus, who really encouraged me to get the podcast out because he loves my audio booze. And I was just so honored by that email, and it made me just cry a little.
Give you a little tear.
It did, yeah. A little lump in my throat, and not from a cock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we just lost JT.
Where did he go?
I don't know.
I offended him.
No, his connection sometimes does that. Let me add him back and see. But anyway, I've been listening to Hat M. I listened to two of his episodes. He's got three out. Let's see if this works. Are you back, JT?
I'm here, yep.
Something happened, I don't know.
Yeah, but I thought Scott didn't know what audio booze were. That's why I'm confused.
He does them all.
Really?
He's like the only one who still does them. Really? I miss that.
JT, I love the audio booze. It's my favorite thing.
JT, if you were to go to Audio Boo and look up the tag Pride 48, 99.999999% of the Audio Boos tag Pride 48 are from Seder 69.
It's true. It's true. Really? No, about the editing thing.
I wish more people would do them because they're just short and sweet, and I fucking love them. They're a great way to get through my graveyard shift.
But you know what your little song is, don't you? That's the Twix song.
It might be the Kit Kat song.
I mean, Kit Kat. That's what it is. It's Kit Kat.
But
yeah.
It's not because, listen, audio boo, audio boo.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
No, see, the ending is totally different.
Okay, how about this? Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Lord.
That's not how the Kit Kat bar songs go.
I think it is.
I would never steal another song.
Where's the helicopter?
Oh, that's at my house. Sorry.
They're talking about flooding in the chat room right now. And did you guys, any of you guys see that Big Brother UK? They got flooded out.
Yes.
They had a major downpour in their main living space, their living room and their bedroom. Water just poured in through the ceiling and they had to evacuate them for a while.
I saw that picture. That was pretty wild.
It's just,
so who got nominated?
They're all up right now except for one person.
Because that one works differently than the United States version, right?
Yeah, they decided they're going to end it unbeknownst to the housemates. This is the last Big Brother ever in the UK. They're not doing them anymore.
Oh.
And so they normally run about 100 days, and they're ending it next Tuesday will be their last one. And then the winner of this year has a choice to go back into the house and compete in what they're going to call Ultimate Big Brother, which is going to be, I don't know if it's just going to be winners or fan favorites from past years. So they're going to do 3 weeks or so of additional Big Brother.
How many people are left in the house, though?
9.
So how do they choose one person out of 9?
Because the public votes.
Oh, that's right.
So this Friday, this Friday, 4 people will go, and then on Tuesday, they'll crown the winner.
Okay, I see.
And then, but they do that also in Australia when they had Big Brother down there. They never got down to like 2 people left in the house kind of thing. There's always more. Because it really does get boring in the house. Could you, the U.S. one?
Yeah.
Does the house not get boring when there's nobody there?
It does.
Poor Arthur.
I know. Arthur's falling asleep because we're talking about Big Brother.
Hey, I was just talking about UK Big Brother, not the US.
I don't think
And Australia. Aren't you in Australia, Arthur?
Bite your tongue.
He's in New Zealand.
It doesn't matter because he's not a country, real country anyway.
Oh, and excuse me, New Zealand is to Australia as Canada is to America.
Canada is not to America.
Is Turnipad still up there?
Nobody's listening.
He did mention 51 states the other day, and I was wondering what the 51st state was.
Canada.
Is Turnipad a Canadian?
He is. He's from, is it Vancouver? Is he in Vancouver?
No. He's in Montreal.
Montreal. So I don't know.
I'm an honorary Canadian.
We have other listeners and podcasters who are in the Canadias.
Gay trucker.
I watch so much goddamn hockey.
It's Maupassant. Maupassant is up there. I'm trying to think who else.
Well, I'm thinking of the Faye Driver and Musings of a Tech Writer. They're both in Canada. Wasn't it, Larkin, was it you talking about Musings of a Tech Writer?
Nope. I don't know of that one.
Who told me about them? I listened to
I bet JT and I could do a podcast together.
Turnipet is in Toronto. We have been corrected by Mr. Larry Hortensia Vader.
Yes, himself. And Ange in BC, who is actually the Faye Driver. They're the same. British Columbia. Now, what were you saying?
I got this great idea. JT and I could do a podcast together. I could be like in California, he could be in Chicago, and like every week we could make new rules.
You think so?
I think this is a great idea.
You know what you should have? You should have a feature where you have like the kitchen feature where you can talk about recipes and stuff.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Jay has no idea what we're talking about, probably.
Hey, anyone that wants me to podcast with them, I'm sold.
Oh, and you're cheap, too. Yay!
Yeah, I just a blowjob or two a couple times a year. That's fine.
Now, I'm just racking my brain. Who was the one who told me about Musings of a Tech Writer? Who told me about that?
It had to be someone literate. Was it Arthur?
I don't know.
All you people who didn't finish the book, shame on you.
I know, but listen, we're going to read the book next. I mean, we're going to do a book podcast next week.
Uh-huh, sure.
I'm going to have a week to read it, to finish
How
reading.
Far along are you?
Chapter 11.
To read it.
You're only on chapter 11?
Have you even read the book, Larkin?
Yes, I've read the whole book.
Are you serious? Yes.
I'm a fast reader. That book, I've read two other books because...
Have we decided on what next month's book is going to be so I can start it?
I have no idea. Let's get through this one first.
Well, tell you what, I'll just grab whatever book I'm starting, and that's going to be next month's book.
Well, no, it has to be one that I have on my Kindle app.
Yeah, grab your book.
So, honey, you're a little over halfway.
Yes,
I am. You're like a couple pages over halfway.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, Arthur's saying he's not really liking it.
Well, my question is, who picked this book?
I did, because I had it on my Kindle app.
Well, Arthur's kind of old, so...
Why did you pick... my kind of question is... Okay, because I'll give you my little... Well, maybe I shouldn't, but I'll give a quick one. This author... this authors... according to Sater.
Yeah, he's right. There's like four authors.
Three.
They have three other books before this.
Yeah, and I've read them all.
And all the incidental characters that are in this book that you don't understand were all from previous books.
Seriously?
See, that's something I wanted to talk about next week was this very situation of hello, am I there?
Yes, you're here. Yep. We're listening.
Oh, of the wanting to go back and read the other books now because I know they're – like, Davi is a main character in another book.
I thought that name was familiar.
Yeah, he's in Some Like You.
See, I have all their other books in hard copy, not digital.
Have you read them or not?
Yeah, I have read them, but it's been a while.
Arthur's a lesbian. That's what I decided.
Arthur's a lesbian?
Yep. It's a written by committee thing. There's some inconsistency.
It is written by committee. There's four people who write over the internet. You have to go to the go to timothyjamesbeck.com and you can read
Love you,
about it. Checks in the mail. Well, right, anyway, sure. We could talk more about it next week. But
so what else is on your list?
For reading books or
no,
topics?
No, for topics. Did we? I thought there was another one.
Politics stuff.
Oh, the mosque?
The mosque debate, yeah. Do you think they should build a mosque or not?
Last time I checked, in the U.S. you have freedom of religion.
Yeah, and as long as you
and that freedom of religion does not state where you can and can't build.
If you can buy property and pay for the building, you should be able to build it.
And like in here in Sacramento, the CHP is building a new headquarter building for the CHP for the whole state, and right down the block, it's basically in the same block as a strip club.
What's a CHP?
California Highway Patrol.
Oh.
Yep. And oh, yeah, so they chips. Could so on their lunch break they can run over. I don't know the name of the place, but
get a massage.
But they can go and get they can go and have a drink. And although in California you can't have nudity and alcohol together, so I guess they have to have a soda. And
what? In nudity California, and alcohol? Are they trying to cut out the
you
sex?
Can't. No, you can't. You can't. If like in gay bars. You're not allowed to show nudity and serve alcohol at the same time. Bars do it, but and the ABC can go in and close the bar down if it's happening.
Huh. Well, Larry's asking a question in the chat room, or maybe it's a question, I'm not sure. He says, okay, so didn't I understand it's not really a mosque and it's not a ground zero?
Well,
that's right.
It's a couple blocks away. It's a couple blocks away. Next
it's
to a
community
strip club.
Center, isn't it? The mosque we're talking about.
I got no problem with it. All these people are saying it's in bad taste. Why? So, I can't even talk about it.
Tell us what you think.
Oh, it's a mosque and it's a community center, and it's like whatever. It doesn't matter. People are getting upset about it because it's so close to ground zero.
And do you think they should be allowed to build it?
Oh, what the hell was that?
That's Jason.
Godzilla!
No, it doesn't really matter because I mean it's a church. I mean it doesn't matter if it's you know it's a Muslim or what it is.
Because not every Muslim. Flew that plane.
Right, exactly.
Because Lord knows.
Lord knows what? Oh, Seder 69's breaking up.
Am I?
You're breaking up, Mary. Hello.
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 Okay, Seder 69, speak now, please.
I'm speaking now.
And what were you saying?
I was saying because we can't blame every Muslim for a mosque because Christianity has done more than its fair share of troubles over the years, and there's plenty of churches everywhere.
But Christianity is basically run by old white men. So that makes it okay.
Right, who are sleeping with young white boys.
Oh.
I don't think they care what color the boys are as long as they're hung.
That's terrible. Now, Seder 69 posted in the chat room the his next selection for the book club, but why do you say that? Why do you choose that book?
Because I have a copy and I haven't read it yet.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And it was going to be for mygaybookclub.org.
Oh, yeah.
It was going to be a future selection. That's why I bought it. And there is a Kindle version of it.
Yeah, so but it's $9. $9.60. I like cheap. Who did we just lose? JT again.
Turniped just came on Skype.
I don't see him. He's not on my Skype. Let's try to add JT back.
I don't have Turniped on my Skype.
Let me go to my Kindle app home and see what books I have on my Kindle. We could read Swish. We could read Straight Lies. We could read An Inconvenient Hankering.
Wait, hold on.
Ooh, I think the next book should be Getting It by Alex Sanchez. Oh, JP's
by Dirty Sanchez?
No, not Dirty Sanchez. That's terrible.
Getting It by Dirty Sanchez. That would be a good...
Getting so you want me to pay $9 to get it now.
Is that how much it costs?
For a hardcover.
Oh, now well, Turniped shows up on Skype.
If you came to Sacramento, although you guys can't, whatever book you have to pick, it has to be the Lavender Library, so I don't have to buy it. I can just check it out and read it.
Oh, okay. Well, I think it should be Getting It by Alex Sanchez.
Okay, I'm cool with that. Let me order it.
That's a, we haven't even finished this one yet.
Oh, no, well, some of us have.
Well, that's true.
Part of it is we need to look at some of the ratings of some books to see because, you know, does Amazon, do they give it a rating?
Amazon gives it, 4.25 stars.
Getting It by Alex Sanchez?
Yeah.
Because I've read other books. Actually, I've read a lot of stuff by him.
Sora says he's an amazing author.
Rainbow Road, Rainbow Boys, and Rainbow High. I've read all three. I have all three. I have all those books on hardcover.
Buy and then not read?
No, I read them. I like them.
Okay.
And the Kindle version's only $7.99. All right, let me add Turniped in here. I don't know what he's going to add to this conversation because I don't think he's reading the book.
Well, it doesn't, you know, I mean, I just, you know, I don't think necessarily this might have been the best book.
Oh, the one that we're reading now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you because I'm having a tough time. I can see where Arthur's actually having a tough time.
And all their books, but, you know, they all happily ever after. And, you know, it's not.
Well, my problem with this book, not that we want to talk about it now, but there are too many fucking characters in this book.
Yeah, I agree.
But you should know who they are if you read the previous book.
I don't remember all the books I read. Remember, I have CRS. Hi, Turniped.
Awkward retention syndrome?
No, can't
hey, honey.
Shit. How are you, dear?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Just fine. Are you reading the book?
I have not had time to sit down and read a book, so no, I'm not reading the book. I'm sorry.
All right. Q Sledge wants to know how many Skype guests I can have at one time. Well, this is minor. We only have three here. I think I've had as many as 9.
Well, your pipe's bigger now too, right? So
wow,
I've always had a bigger pipe.
So have I.
Yeah, I know, but my pipe isn't called the Impaler.
Hey, Turniped, they tell me you're a Canadian.
Yes, guilty as charged.
He's Shall also a sky mattress.
Shall I sing your national anthem for you?
You can try. The last time an American tried to do that for me was at the Chick-fil-A with Big Fatty. It was quite funny.
Well, I'm an honorary Canadian.
Oh, okay.
Because I watch a shitload of hockey. Go Sharks!
Did you hear us say earlier, Turniped, that Canada is the 51st state?
No, I'm really glad I didn't hear that.
Well, it is, you know. I'm just kidding.
They said that Turniped after they insulted Arthur by calling New Zealand part of Australia.
Okay, I see where you were going with that. That's funny.
But you did say a while back that there's 51 states, and I was trying to wonder what the
51st
state.
I said 51 states?
Yeah, you said 51.
Where did you hear him say that?
It had to be on a group show, or it could have been...
No, you misheard me then, because I said it was 50 separate republics trying to act as one country. That was on Arthur's show.
Well, I kind of... Sometimes my brain hears what I want to hear instead of what was really said, but... I hear better sometimes.
That's why you and I get along so well.
You know, he is from Canada, so he doesn't really know the United States.
I know the United States more than an American would know Canada.
Okay, who's the prime minister right now in Canada, everybody?
Margaret Thatcher.
I thought his name was like John Waters or something like that. Or
John Waters?
I like that. I like that.
Okay.
I love his work.
It's Harper, right?
Yes, it's Steve Harper. And he is the creepiest looking man I've ever seen.
Okay, then who's the Prime Minister of the United States?
There is no Prime Minister of the United States.
Now, damn. Now, have you seen Big Fatty?
He's the Prime Minister. Okay. How come it got quiet?
I don't know.
Hey, I have a question.
Yes.
I'm trying to decide because I'm making my Amazon order so I can getting it selection for the book club. That was a good promo, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Should I get the original cast recording of Promises, Promises, or Adam's Family?
I don't know either one of those.
Ooh, Adam's Family. I got to vote for Adam's Family.
Anybody going to chime in for Promises, Promises?
Okay, sure.
Mr. Promises, Sean Promises. Hayes, I can act straight. Okay, Adam's
Family.
But
he's gay.
Well,
that shouldn't matter for an actor.
I have a serious topic we can talk about for a couple seconds, and it's something little Osley Battler just brought up.
Okay, but wait, let me just say something to Sater. Sater, I wasn't saying that he couldn't act straight. I was saying that he's gay. I didn't know that he was supposed to be acting straight.
Oh, I'm making fun of that damn news article a couple months back.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, okay, Larkin, what did you say?
Well, little Scotty, I mean, and this is something that the rest of the world knows so much about us because their news covers us all the time.
No, your news just infiltrates us.
Well, but also... Well, no, but on top of it, for whatever reason, you all,
okay, well,
do you know what I'm trying to say is that the impact that the U.S. has on other countries is much larger than vice versa.
Thank you. Hello. We're the United States.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Yeah.
And
no, I'm saying that we have too much influence. I would agree because...
Oh, I think totally. You guys go get your own culture.
Well, no, I say that
fucking
comes...
still in our awful culture. Make your own.
I say that okay. Comes from people like the Bush administration where we have to push our power onto everybody else.
See, I don't even say it's that. I don't even think it's that. It's...
Let's back up for a quick second.
Well, what's most
go ahead. Sorry. Go, no. Sorry. I'll shut up. I won't.
Okay. Canada's probably fairly similar in the fact that it's a very large country, size wise.
We're the second largest landmass in the world.
And largest country in North America.
But how many people do you have?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I want to know what the population. What the population?
Is that about 30 million? What is Canada?
It was 30 million a while ago. I don't think...
30 million? How many hockey teams do you have up there?
We got you beat by about 300 million.
But I'm just saying that...
No, I'm looking it up right now. Hang on.
And 90% of all Canadians live within 100 miles of the U.S. border.
Well, yeah, because it's cold as shit up there.
No, I'm just saying that there's all the. But I'm just saying that when you go.
35, just under 35 mil.
I just mean that the majority of the state is frozen.
Okay. So who watched tonight's news? I mean, who watched the world news tonight?
I did.
Okay. Because I was on here when it happened here because it comes on here in a minute, so I lied. Or no, it was just on. So,
what was the first story?
What did they talk about? Who did they talk about?
They talked about the United States leaving Iraq.
And what else did they talk about?
The egg recall.
That was U.S., correct?
Yeah, they didn't talk about anything about Canada.
No, I'm just saying they didn't talk about England. They didn't talk – you know what I mean?
Oh, they talked about the floods in –
See, yeah, so U.S.
If you want to go get news of the world, you have to go out of your way to do it first. If you're in Canada or England or New Zealand or Australia, you know, France, we are big news every day in those countries, whether we should be or shouldn't. And everybody knows what's going on here.
Well, but I think that's because these other countries follow the United States news. They don't have to.
Well, I think it also has to do with the fact that there's over 300 million people living in the U.S. and there's how many TV stations or TV channels.
Yeah, there's only five, not even 5 million in New Zealand.
Okay, and how many channels do they have?
One.
Or how many networks?
I don't know.
How many networks do they have?
I really don't know. It's terrible. Arthur's going to be mad. Oh, they have two.
He's gonna jump through his headphones and choke you.
I know.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
As far as
okay, so
we always, as a country, get put down because most Americans cannot tell you Stephen Harper is the premier in Canada. I honestly cannot tell you who the new prime minister is in England right now. I know they just had elections, and I've heard it talked about. And
Margaret
I know
Thatcher.
That.
No, I think it's John Waters. He's the one that's in London, isn't he? England.
UK, we should say, United Kingdom, because yeah, England UK. Is. England's like a state.
Isn't it John Waters?
John Waters produced Pink Flamingos.
Yeah, but he just happens to have the same name. I'm just saying. Anyway.
See, again, we're dumb Americans, but
you know
our
what it
news
is?
Doesn't tell us that unless you went and took your time to know. You know what I mean?
Yes, but here's the thing.
It kind of bothers me that we're so self-centric that way. But then the rest of the world says, you dumb Americans. And then it's like, well, why aren't you covering your own news? And really, is the U.S. absolutely the most important thing in the world?
Yes.
Yes, but I'm just saying that I think that the majority of Americans don't care who the Prime Minister of Canada is. That's the thing. People in other countries care about what's happening in the United States. We don't care about what's happening in their country.
Hell, if you look at our voting records lately,
that's terrible.
So few people care about who the President of America is.
And who is it? It's George Bush, right?
I thought it was George Harrison.
Anyway.
Has anybody ever heard of Rick Mercer?
No.
Oh. Okay, he's a TV celebrity here. He does – he's kind of like he does – he got his start – he's a comedian, but he got his start doing a program that was actually produced from our government television station, the CBC, Canada Broadcasting Corporation, called This Hour Has 22 Minutes. And then he branched out on his own, and he did a special called Talking to Americans. And he went down to the States, and this was in the early 90s. And he stood there with a cameraman and a microphone and pretended to be a reporter and would walk up to Americans and say, so Canada just legalized the use of staplers in Saskatchewan. How do you feel about that?
What?
And people would be like, yay, Canada, for legalizing the use of staplers. And they totally would, you know, pull it off. And then he'd be like, okay, so on this map, where is Iraq? And people couldn't point to it. People were pointing to Australia. People were pointing to countries in Africa. He was trying to get people to sign up for a petition for us to stop putting our old people on the ice floes when they got too old and decrepit and we couldn't fit any more people in our old folks' homes.
Now, I want to say that it is hard to find Iraq and the Iraqs and so on and so forth and whatnot.
Well, they're next to the iPods and the iMacs and the Irans.
Well,
okay, here's something that's very interesting. Arthur put a link in the chat room, number10.gov.uk, and you go there, and guess what they have? They have an app for their thing, for the iPhone. Hello, America.
No, but see, the problem is, though,
10,
I don't know.
Hold on a second. Larry Vader, if it's number 10 Downing Street.
Yeah, why is it number 10?
Yeah,
oh, the address of the street. Hello.
That's where the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom lives, at number 10 Downing Street.
You know, a more important number is, it's Meet the Kumars at number 42.
Yes,
much
but
better.
Do not make
fun of the of people with the retards, number 10 Downing
Street. Don't say that word.
My question is that...
You nigger? No, I'm just kidding.
So you go in the same street.
Just kidding. Oh my God, I'm going to get in so much trouble.
So, can you say the same thing when happened in Canada?
Say it again.
If someone went to a random street corner in Canada in a bigger city. I would say you'd have to be in a bigger city. It couldn't be a rural because rural places don't have better education. If you went to a major city, some street corner in Canada, and asked people, pull out a map and ask them where things were,
would they be able to do it?
Would they be able to do a better job?
I'll tell you this. If they were my generation or the generation just before, not my mom, but if they were born in the late 60s, anyone after 65, yes, they would. Geography is world geography has been a major part of the curriculum since then.
Okay, but who's the Prime Minister of the UK?
John
Margaret
Waters.
Thatcher.
Nobody has been able to tell me that yet. I don't think anybody knows.
Oh,
it's Cameron. He says Larry Vader says Cameron.
Kirk Cameron? I loved him in the 80s.
David Cameron.
David Cameron. Oh, yes, David Cameron.
Kirk Cameron. Now, that's like a tragedy. That guy is he's a creationist. He is a wacko. But that's a whole other story.
His group did a very good job, though. They gave away free copies of Darwin's Theory of Evolution.
Yes, he did.
And they put a preface. They put an extra 100 pages in the front of it and then left the rest. So you could have gotten a really good free book and just turned out 100 pages, and it would have been excellent.
It's true. Oh, my God. He is a nut. That guy is a nut.
So, he sniffed way too much glue in the 80s.
And he's got like 7 kids or something like that.
But, you know, but go back to what
and
we're doing.
He has to have a really nice dick, I got to say.
What his carbon footprint is.
Wait, who's got a really nice dick?
You do.
Well, that's true.
They're saying that Kirk Cameron probably does, but I doubt
it.
Did
we lose audio? Did we lose the stream?
Veritable Virgo, we can't hear you. Can you hear us?
But do you understand kind of, it's just kind of one of those things. It bugs me as an American that we don't know enough about the rest of the world. But
again, I said, we don't
care. A lot of the countries that, what happens in Belgium every day doesn't affect me.
Kirk Cameron is the Prime Minister of the UK. Thank you, Scotty. Oh, no, that's too funny. Anyway, no, I really do think it's the majority of Americans don't care. They don't want to know anything else about outside the United States.
Well, but we also have been pushed for consumerism, have we not?
Oh, absolutely.
That people care about what the next iPod, iMac, iThis, iThat.
Absolutely. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Americans, honestly,
it has nothing to do with. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
I don't want to oversimplify it, but I mean, how many. Just in my experiences with traveling into the States and listening to other Americans, like, I always eavesdrop, and Gay Days was a great example, was a great petri dish, I guess, for me, and just listening to other people talk, and they're so local when they talk about stuff. Like, they seem to almost have culture shock traveling to another state.
Well, but again, compared to,
I'm
going to say is, I'm not going to say that wouldn't happen anywhere. I wouldn't say that wouldn't happen in Canada either. When you get out of ways and people who don't travel,
I will say this, and I'm fully willing to admit this. When I moved to Quebec, to be with my partner at the time, I suffered more culture shock there than I did going to Africa with my grandparents. I expected culture shock when I went to Africa. I didn't expect it within my own country. And call it naive, but it was still there. I didn't pay attention to what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I do so more now. Now, I mean, I had lived, I had never gone farther east than Montreal. Montreal is about the farthest east I had ever gone. And then I went back out west. And then I got my job with the airline. And then I started getting to experience the entire country. And it took me about 8 months, and I had actually set foot from coast to coast. And then I got an idea of what Canada was really about.
A boat?
A boot. A boot. It's not a boat. It's not a boat. It's a boot.
It's a boot.
Get it right. Put it on your foot.
See, and I mean, everybody loves to criticize the U.S., and I won't say that we don't have a lot of dumb, ignorant people here. But
oh, we do.
I would say the number. I'm just going to say the number of dumb, ignorant people is kind of equivalent around the world for those people who are small-minded and only want to care about what's in their backyard.
The squeaky wheel gets the grease, and there's 300 million people there, and unfortunately, you're going to have more.
There's a billion Chinese, just because we don't. The only thing is because we don't speak the same language.
Larry's making a good point. There are dumb and ignorant people everywhere. Here, we have a voice.
There you go, and that's what I'm saying, is the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and the loudest voice gets noticed. And
we have lots of
ways as Americans,
to be
heard. We need to start showing the rest of the world as ignorant as we are
so we need to start posting videos on YouTube of people in Canada not being able to locate Iraq on a map.
You know, Canada,
that's
the U.S.
job.
Is only 5% of the world's population, by the way.
But we make 95%.
You know what's funny is it's still number three. It's the drastic drop because India's number two and China's number one.
Yeah. But they have a lot of people who can't even make a phone call.
Okay.
Both countries. They have.
Well, no, but
India has a billion people. About what? A tiny percentage of them actually live in decent housing.
Oh, and let's talk about your trailer parks.
At least they have electricity.
I'm just joking with you.
I love that, though. What is Canada's equivalency of a trailer park?
You know what?
You have to have trailers up there.
I have not seen a trailer park since I was a kid. But yeah, they used to be around. I have not seen a trailer park since I was a kid. The last time I saw a trailer was when I was 13 years old and my grandparents took me to – no, 15. And my grandparents took me to Florida to Disney World.
And they had trailer parks next to Disney World?
My grandma's sister-in-law lived in a double wide.
She's rich then if she had a double wide.
Did they take the wheels off?
Yes, they did. And my mom has a double wide in Arizona.
Man, she is doing well then if she's got a double wide. I'm telling you.
I know. I joked. I gave my mom the Urus and I told her that I keep telling her she's trailer park trash.
Now, Scotty says that India's population grows by 20 million a year. Is that true?
Mm. But, okay, hold on, Scotty. Is that 20
million?
I'm
is that a net gain of 20?
I'm curious if that's 20 million births a year or if it grows by 20 million a year. Because I know the mortality rate in India is extremely high.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Scotty, where did you get your info? And a double wide is like two trailer park trailers.
Two trailers to put together. Yeah.
Put together. And it's quite luxurious.
Scotty says 20 million
babies.
So
you speak our lingo. You speak our lingo, so you have to be an American.
Well, because Canada is the 51st state.
Hey, when I went to college.
Wait a second. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Keep in mind, half my family is American.
Well, when I went to college.
So you're like Barack Obama. You're half American.
There was a phenomenal number of people who I went to college with from Canada. And I didn't know they were from Canada unless they said something, because culturally, Minnesota and Canada are very similar.
Mm. I bet some of them even sleep together.
Only you notice why I said Minnesota and not the U.S.?
Minnesota. Obama's a Muslim Indonesian. Scotty.
He's not a Muslim. He's not even Muslim.
Obama, okay. is as much a Muslim Indonesian as I'm a black Buddhist.
I bet you have some black in you, or would like to.
No.
Racist.
No, I'm a little bit of albino in that department.
Really?
Sorry.
Have you seen...
It's like the albino.
I was going to say, have you seen Julian? He's, like, clear.
Yes. Hi, we were at Gay Days together.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Don't you remember? It snowed. It snowed in Virginia that day. And
yeah. Can't do it.
Honey, you couldn't make it down.
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah. No, I just getting back, recapping my thing. It's kind of one of those things. I always hear people say Americans don't know about other countries, but our news doesn't cover what goes on in Belgium or, you know, Istanbul.
Unless something major happens.
Unless there's an earthquake or something major happens there. Unlike those countries, probably every day, over half of their news is about what happens here. What Perez Hilton said and, you know, what Dr. Laura Cunt Schlesinger said.
Like, how many people heard about the tourists that were attacked by the German tourists that were attacked in Belgrade for looking gay?
No.
I saw that on a blog somewhere, but I didn't see it on any.
Yeah, but you didn't
news.
See it on the news. Yeah, it hit the news here. It was in the papers today.
Canadians care.
Well, they're too polite not to.
Fuck off.
Okay. Is there anybody else in the room from Minnesota? Tim is gone. In Minnesota, when I live there, there's something called Minnesota Nice. If you don't believe me, you can look it up in Wikipedia. It actually has an entry on it.
I believe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If it's on Wikipedia, then it's true.
And well, I think Canada probably has the same complex. It's Canadian, you know, that.
Now, Toppy Smelly, are you in Canada? He's in the chat room. Because earlier he says... Yep, Arthur, I think we'll see an America very much fading into the distance. What does that mean? I don't know.
You want
that the U.S. is at its prime right now, and that...
That's okay. The teabagger's going to bring us back.
Okay, I'm going to take my headphones off just in case you get struck by lightning for saying that, and I get fried.
Okay, Tommy Smelly says no, he's from upstate New York. Okay.
Okay, how far upstate?
Well, let's not wait 7 seconds in silence.
Okay, no. Yeah, okay.
We'll just talk about the 7 seconds so we don't have to wait.
Yeah, there we go.
By the time we get to it. Canada pretty much.
I like, Larry Vader makes a... Because it's really funny.
Finger Lakes, they make some nice wine up there, Toppy.
Honey, I got to figure out how to send you some local wine. I'm going to send you some local wine.
Oh, my God. Wine from Canada?
You have to pay those import prices.
I was going to say, can you actually ship that to the United States?
Yeah, you can. But it's limited to how much you can put in a package.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're sending vinegars, right?
Well, actually, if you write on it salad dressing, I think that will get it through.
No, I'm going to put on their dirty underwear.
Then it'll be known as toxic waste and they won't let it across.
No, then they'll just let it slide right through. Larry Vader saying Ithaca. That's where Mr. Poos was from. Larry Vader, do you ever hear from Mr. Poos anymore? He used to do a podcast, oh my God, like 6 years ago, 5 years ago. I don't know.
I like what you said, balsamic vinegar. Yeah, it's balsamic vinegar waiting to happen.
Waiting to happen. By the time it reaches me, it just might be.
We actually have some good wines up here.
I have never had a Canadian wine, so I can't say.
There's one winery, and they don't oak any of their wine. They do it all in stainless steel casks.
Oh my God, it's got to be wonderful.
No. It's
red wine in stainless steel.
It's interesting.
They add the tannins artificially.
There's powdered tannins. I've heard of this before.
Their Shiraz is amazing.
Shiraz.
I was trying to put it in American for you.
Well, the people in Australia and New Zealand say Shiraz. Anyway.
It is freaking brilliant. And it's nice and spicy. And it's good on its own, or if I use it to make my sangria, it's amazing.
Oh, my God. You just told me right there. If you're using it to make sangria, it can't be all that great.
No, because it is really peppery and spicy. And when you mix it with the citrus, it's really good.
Mm, okay. Q Sledge says that your wines are maple flavored.
I
live next to the next Napa Valley.
You know what? Napa isn't all that great. The place to be now is Sonoma.
Well,
I like what Larry Bader says.
I like what Larry Bader said too. Don't doubt turnip head in his drinking.
Thank you, Mr. Vader.
Have you heard of Lodi? Have you heard of Lodi?
Yes, I have heard of Lodi. They Lodi, have a great wine new competition.
Yeah, they're in California, it's like the new grain, you know, wine producing area, and it's like 20 miles south of me.
Well, Larry Vader is correct. Sonoma is far superior because Napa has become so commercialized and
they produce too fast,
and all the tourists are there. You have to go up to Sonoma and drive around to the little tiny little boutique wineries, and then you'll get some good stuff.
Now, it's like the same thing that happens through Napa.
One at a time. Larkin,
it's like
first.
The same. Okay, Larkin, go.
I know all the shortcuts through Napa to get to the Russian River quickly from here.
Oh, good, because that main
because of those
roads
tourists
Napa
block.
Is awesome.
You can't get on any of the major roads because they block them all. So
I agree.
You have to take all the side little roads. And
I agree. Now go ahead, turnip head. What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say it's the same thing that kind of happened to Wolf Blass. Their wines were freaking amazing, and then they got popular. And now they're trying to produce too fast, and they have cut down on how long they let it age, and it's not as good anymore. They're just pumping it out too fast to meet the demand.
Mm.
And it's not the good wine that it used to be.
Now, Scotty Battler says, I, of course, do not touch the Devil's Drop. Scotty.
I
know why he doesn't drink, but I think Scotty needs to get drunk every once in a while.
I'm a teetotaler, too.
Oh.
Why?
So he can get the impaler up.
Oh.
And I work at a winery, and I'm a teetotaler.
Why don't you drink?
I'm just most alcohol, I just don't like the taste of.
Oh,
see, I agree
so
with
then
that.
Then you're not drinking the right stuff.
No, I've
like,
tried
people
a lot.
Make fun of the way people make fun of the way I drink, but I drink because I like the
makes
flavor
you funny.
Of what it is I'm drinking. And you all look a lot better, and you sound a lot funnier
if you're drunk.
Yeah. The more I drink, the better you look. But
the more I drink, the better Canadians look.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't drink for the sake of drinking. I drink because it tastes good. It's like I eat a steak over ground beef because steak tastes better.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, because that's actually the way I drink. At least I have learned. I shouldn't say I've always drank this way. But I have learned to drink based on the food, not necessarily on the wine.
What goes with chicken strips?
Even though right now I am drinking a bottle of Merlot all by itself.
But Merlot's bucket wine.
Not down here. Anyway. Good night, Veritable Virgo.
Night nights.
I've never cared for the taste of alcohol itself, and so I like it when it's in things that you can't taste it.
That's actually why I like the lower level alcohol wines. California makes really big 15% alcohol wines, and I don't like those at all. Mine is like 12%, 12% is the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for me, wine is totally, if I'm at a dinner party and they serve wine, I drink it. But it would not be something that I would ever choose.
Gotcha.
Yeah, see, for me, the dinner has to carry a lot of a flavor carry a wine that is that strong. Whereas, like, there's a beer that's brewed here in Quebec that's 9% alcohol, which is pretty high for a beer. But I can do that with a pepper steak, a really good steak, you know, and a peppercorn sauce, because there's the body in the beer and there's the body in the meat and the sauce. And that works for me.
See, I'm fine with just the waiter's body usually.
Scotty says that he likes alcohol that doesn't taste like it. In other words, those girly drinks.
See, that's my sister, but she drinks cider like it's going out of style.
Maybe Scotty's a girl.
Maybe Scotty's my sister.
Well, if they like if they both like the same kind of drink, they could be.
Fufu drinks.
Yeah.
Although I love a Tokyo Tea Nation.
I don't know
Larkin.
What it is.
It's Tokyo Tea is like a Long Island tea, but they take out one of the dark liquors and they put in Midori.
See, I don't drink liquor, so I don't know.
But
now Sora 1989 says it. I don't know if that's a male or female. Coke and rum for me any day. There was somebody I knew a couple years ago who only drank rum and Cokes. Can't remember who that was.
Larkin, do you remember from Kids in the Hall, Girl Drink Drunk?
Oh, my God. I love Kids in the Hall. Did you hear they're coming back?
Girl Drink
The premiere's coming out.
I don't remember it. That was during my – Kids in the Hall got really big towards the end of college. I was a funny person. When I started college, I didn't drink at all.
Oh, Girl Drink Drunk is one of my favorite skits ever, ever. And
by the end of college, David Foley?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
When he was young, I thought he was so hot. I just saw
really?
Him. Yes, I just saw him on Hot in Cleveland. He was on the latest version of
I haven't seen it yet.
No, it was from last week. And he looked like shit. He's way too fat. Granted, I am
He
too,
has but, really put on the weight, yeah.
Yeah.
But we talked about him last week on Arthur's group show.
Oh, damn, all these topics have been talked about already. Because they're going to have like four episodes or four shows on ISC.
Well, they
right?
did. They did. They did a comeback a while ago. It wasn't so good. We kind of lost interest in it. I think it was too much of a departure from what Kids in the Hall was, and they tried to market it to the people who had fallen in love with Kids in the Hall the first time, and it was so much of a departure that it just kind of failed.
You know the only reason I liked Kids in the Hall? Because they had the gay character.
Buddy?
Buddy Thomas.
Buddy, yes.
Do you know why I got an A+ in English in grade 12? Is because my English teacher actually taught Scott Thompson and Bruce McCullough. So Scott Thompson was the one who did Buddy, and Bruce McCullough was the one that did Gavin.
He did the head squishing guy.
Oh, I like that. I'm squishing your head.
And we had to do a video presentation at the end for one of our pre-final, and I did it as Buddy on Macbeth, and dressed up, did the ascot, had a martini and everything, sitting on a bar stool. And she said, okay, you know what? You just made up for everything, and A+.
Oh, my God. Well, I love that.
I have to say I did a pretty good job for being a fag. Not out of the closet yet.
So Arthur says that they were on Countdown with Keith Olbermann, and they're not coming back as Kids in the Hall. It's something different. That'll be interesting to see.
They are promoting it, though, as Kids in the Hall. Or they're throwing the Kids in the Hall name.
They're probably doing the tie-in just to get – because that's what people know them from.
Right, so people remember the name, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. All right, well, because we need to wrap this up because we've been talking for an hour and a half now. So I'm going to give you each a couple seconds to plug something. And I'm just going to plug JT real quick because JT left us and I don't know what happened to him. But I want everybody to follow him on Twitter, JT, J-A-Y-T. Okay? So let's start with Turniphead. What are you going to plug tonight, Turniphead?
I guess I'll just plug myself. So it's Turniphead, and you can find me at turnipstyle.com.
Very good. Larkin, are you plugging anything tonight?
Pulling up my iTunes and see what I can find here. Get back to me.
All right. How about Seder69? What are you going to what are you going to plug tonight?
Probably a surfer.
Oh, lucky you.
But in the meantime,
I can pretend to surf.
So I'll keep that in mind. And you're Canadian, so we're a good fit. We can watch hockey together.
Canadian surfer, isn't that like a contradiction?
No, not at all.
A Canadian surfer?
Yeah, you can surf off the West Coast and the East Coast here.
All right, yeah. Go ahead.
I'll just plug my audio booze for the time being.
All right, very good. Check out Seder69 on audio booze. All right, well, boys, why don't you say it with me? Well, first of all, let me thank you all for being on this episode, and then you can say it with me. Until next time, bye.
Bye.